Oh, what a day that was. Such a lovely family occasion. It was so great to see your sister graduate. But it was a long day, and I must say I'm very happy to be getting tucked in bed. All snuggly and cozy. I really do need some sleep. You must be tired too. I noticed in the restaurant how often you were checking the time. And what were all those big exaggerated yawns about? I think someone was looking forward to bedtime a little bit more than usual, weren't they? I wonder why that could be, I wonder why you were so looking forward to climb into this little bed with your mom's friend. I think it might have something to do with what happened last night. Don't stare at the ceiling. There's no need to be embarrassed. You can look at me. That's better. I'm sure you haven't forgot what happened. When I found out that my best friend's son had never masturbated. And I'm sure you remember what happened next. I let you give my luscious round bottom some special massage treatment. Very special treatment involving lots of lube and slippery rubbing and humping. It made your penis and my pussy feel so nice. So nice. That we simply couldn't help having an orgasm together. That's right. It was your first proper orgasm. Between the soft ass cheeks of your mom's friend. My goodness, we had so much lovely fun, didn't we? But we had a long day and we're both tired, so I think we should just go to sleep now. Could you be a dear and turn that light off, please? That is so adorable. Look at your face. You look so sad. Sweetie, I'm joking. We don't need to sleep just yet. Come here. I think it would be very nice to round off a perfect day with some more naughty playtime. What do you think? Is that something you'd like to do? Oh, that's better. Now you don't look quite so sad. Now, I couldn't help but noticing that bulge in your pajamas when you were getting into bed. You were trying to hide it, but not very successfully. What shall we do about that uncomfortable-looking stiffy? We could do what we did last night, or we could try something a bit different. It would be just as fun, I promise. And we still won't be breaking any of your mother's old-fashioned rules. We won't be doing anything wrong. It's just another massage. It's just that the way we have to touch each other means that we're both bound to feel a little bit sexy. That can't be helped, and there's no use fighting it. But remember, no fucking. Your mother is a strong believer that sexual intercourse should be something that only married couples do, and it would be wrong for me to go against that as a guest in her house. So we can't have full penetrative sex, but we can do lots of slippery humping and grinding and sliding until we both have those lovely special feelings. And then we can go to sleep, all cuddled up together. How does that sound, sweetie? Look at that smile. My good boy definitely likes the sound of that. Okay, so as I said, we're gonna change our approach slightly. Yesterday, you were mostly on top of me. Tonight, I think it would be fun, maybe beneficial, if I were to lie on top of you. Does that sound okay? Is that something my good boy would like to try with his mom's friend? Yes, I think that could be very effective. But remember, this is therapy. If either of us happens to get excited, then that's just a natural consequence of the intense body-to-body contact required during the procedure. You know what? I don't think we need to carry on with all this treatment talk. It's silly pretending to justify what we're doing like this. We're doing it because we enjoy making each other feel good with our bodies. And that's an end to it. I don't know what your mother thought would happen when she asked us to share a bed. She's so naive, pairing up a virile young man with an attractive woman in her sexual prime. God. Okay, so last night we sort of kept our pajamas on, didn't we? But tonight I think it might be nicer if we both got completely naked. Shall we see who can get naked first? Ready, set, Oh dear, I don't think I've ever seen anyone take off pajamas so quickly. You're already like fully naked while I'm still undoing the top of my blouse. Such an eager boy. Could you be a dear and help me with the rest of these buttons? Look at my big jiggly jugs straining against the material. They're so keen to be set free. Oh, that's adorable. Your hands are trembling. Here, let me do it. There we go. Okay, the top is off. Are you excited to see your mom's friend's tits again? I mean, silly question. I know you are. And now I'll just wriggle out of these bottoms. And we're both bare together. Okay, snuggle up closely and we'll get comfy while I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take lots of my hand lotion, and we're going to spread it all over our tummies and thighs and between our legs. Then I'm going to lower myself onto you and start gently slipping and sliding up and down your body. Then you're going to tuck your penis between my slippery thighs, put your hands on my ass cheeks, and start bucking your hips up and down. Going to feel nicer and nicer as we hump faster and faster until, well, after last night, I think you know what's gonna happen. Now, when we play this game, it might feel a bit like actual sex, but it's not, because you won't be putting your penis into my vagina. So we'll still be observing your mother's rules, even though it might not seem like it. Her house rules, her silly outdated rules, but I've been thinking, how would you like to come and stay at my house one weekend for like a special sleepover? You can tell your mother you're going to visit a college friend, and instead you can spend the night with me. I know it's quite a long drive, but it'll be worth it. My house, no rules. Oh my, that's getting you really excited, isn't it? The thought of secretly spending the night with your mom's friend. And getting to fuck her. Losing your virginity to her. You're such a bad boy. And bad boys need to come. So let me just reach across for the lotion. Oops. Sorry, I'm squashing these big old boobs against your face. Okay, hold out your hands. There we go. And some for me. Right, let's make sure we're nice and slippery down there. Oh yes, that feels nice, doesn't it? Don't forget your stiffy. That's it. Put plenty on my tummy and pussy. Okay. I think we're all set. Time for me to climb on board. Gosh, this feels wonderful, doesn't it? It's making that penis of yours even harder. Where shall we put him? I think he needs to lie flat against your tummy while I... Oh, good, that feels nice. While I pop him between my pussy lips. You know, since I'm on top of you, I think that'll feel good. Yeah, that's it. I'm just gonna grind along you and kind of ride you. I'm gonna start sliding along your penis. Grab my hips. Okay. Oh God. My good boy is making me so wet. Our most intimate parts rubbing together so sweetly. And look at you leaking. You're wet like me. I'm going to take my fingertips and gently stroke the tip of your cock, gathering up all that liquid, and licking my fingers clean. I can taste your excitement. That's it. Let's slide a little bit faster now. And I want you to reach up and touch my breasts. You like my breasts, don't you?
You love them.
You love everything about me. That's so nice of you to say, sweetie. Gosh, that feels so nice when you hold my breasts like that. Weighing them and caressing them. Look at how stiff my nipples are. My teats are so stiff for you. That's it. Rub your thumbs over them. Give them a little squeeze. Oh God, I love that. You're so caring with my breasts. Push them together, sweetie. Push my big tits together so the nipples are nearly touching. Oh, they're so eager. They're so, so eager for my good boy's mouth. I'm gonna lean forward now and I want you to suckle on me. That's it. Take my tits into your mouth and suck and nuzzle and feed on me. Oh God, that's so nice. So, so nice. Now, hold my hips again and help me slide along your cock while I hold my breasts and guide them into your mouth. That's it. You're making my bosoms and pussy feel so nice, so lovely and tingly. And what about you? Does it feel good for you too? Are you gonna come? Will you be coming soon for your mom's busty, sexy friend? Does my good boy want an orgasm for me? Oh, that's making you squirm and buck, isn't it? The thought of spurting your cum for such a naughty lady. Well, like I said, I think it would be nice for you to fuck my thighs. Would you like that? We're so slippery down there, aren't we? That should make it all the more delicious. Okay, I'm gonna lie down on top of you so we're touching all along our bodies. That feels really lovely. And I'm gonna maneuver your penis between my thighs. There we go. Oh God. It's so strong and hard. Feels so good against my pussy. I'm very excited right now. Very excited. Is my good boy excited too? Yes. Oh, I know he is. I know just how much I turn him on. Now I want you to take your hands and hold my ass cheeks. Hold my bottom tight with those strong hands. And as you buck up and down between my thighs, I want you to cup and jiggle and rub my ass cheeks while I squeeze my thighs together. Oh yes, that's it. That feels so nice. Oh, that's lovely. Feeling your hard penis between my thighs and rubbing up against my pussy and ass. My good boy loves my ass, doesn't he? Tell me you love my ass. Tell me. Tell me you love your mom's friend's big, beautiful bottom. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's it. Okay. Use one hand to pull my ass cheek aside. Yeah, just like that. Gently push your finger into my pussy while I grind against you. Can you feel how wet I am? You make me so wet and horny. I feel so good. I want you to stretch me. I want to feel you stretch me as you move your fingers in and out. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come if you keep doing that. Are you gonna come too? Let's do it together. Let's come together. That's it. Oh, my slippery thighs. Are you coming? Are you coming for me? It feels so good, doesn't it? Knowing you're about to come. Oh, oh God, I'm close. Are you close? Are you gonna come with me? That's it. That's it. Oh, I'm coming. Do it with me. Orgasm with me. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, it's happening. I'm gonna come. Oh, you're making me come. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I feel so good. So lovely. Oh my, oh my God. Oh, I'm coming so hard. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for helping me come so hard. And my good sweet boy came hard for me too, didn't he? Look how much of your cum is between my thighs. You're such a good boy. Such a good boy for me. Such a naughty good boy. I'm just gonna leave it there. Slippery. Let's just lie like this for now. Let's try to get our breath back. Shh. Isn't this lovely? Being together like this. I love sharing a bed with my good boy so much. So much. And I can't wait for our sleepover at my house.
Hi, this is Rue. All characters are 18 plus. This is a fantasy post by adults, about adults, and for adults. This was recorded by VegetableManager45 on Reddit, Gone Wild Audio, and uploaded to soundgasm.net. I had a really, really fun time recording this one. I thought Mom's Friend Part 1 was really fun, but this one, there's something about it I just love, because I'm gonna be honest, I love a thigh job, outer course, like, call it the Christian repression of my childhood, but outer course is hot as fuck. And so I super loved making this audio. It turns me on so much. And it makes me think of younger men I've been with, and it's just a different experience. So I hope you enjoyed this. I know I did. Thanks for being here with me.